The 4th annual Beacon Independent Film Festival gets underway later this week, September 16th through the 18th, where they'll screen features, shorts, documentaries, and more. Panel discussions, food vendors, green space, interactive activities for kids and adults, making an event for the entire family. Terry Nelson is the executive director of the festival. We welcome him to the roundtable to tell us more this morning. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us. So this is the 4th year of the Beacon Independent Film Festival. How has it been going?
It's been going great. It's been growing over the past 4 years. We've got a lot of support from the Beacon community. Our volunteers are great. They keep increasing every single year. And I guess you can say it takes a village to make a film festival.
Absolutely. So let us talk a little bit about your origin and the mission statement of this particular festival and how that has grown and expanded over the past 3 and 4 years.
Initially, I wanted to just show independent films in this area. I'm a part of the arts community. I was on the board of Beacon Arts. And the thing that I found lacking was a film presence in Beacon and in this area. And I just wondered, you know, do they have a film festival, and can we make one that is successful and that gives voice to a diverse array of artists and independent filmmakers?
And has that changed at all?
No, it hasn't changed at all. We get submissions every year, and they're very interesting. They come from all over. One of the more interesting submissions this year is a web series called Arthur, and it's about a serial killer who wants to reform his ways. And it's very dark comedy. It's from Italy, and it's going to be shown in our Fright Night.
Okay, so tell us about Fright Night.
Fright Night is something we started last year in partnership with the Cine Hub, with Ed Roy, Tara Latour, Jason Latour. And it's a production facility that's in Beacon, and we show somewhat scary movies on Saturday night.
What is the definition of somewhat scary?
Somewhat scary. I guess the definition of scary movies has sort of evolved and changed. Most of the movies that we are showing is not your typical schlock horror movie. It's very, lots of humor, lots of dark comedy, lots of serious material, and it's very popular. People keep asking me about Fright Night. Are you still going to have it? And it's going to continue for as long as we possibly can.
When you think about putting these festivals together, is it important to have those themes, to have those kind of pegs, if you will, to program around?
We have a structure. We have a director of programming, Dina Marinoff, and she and I sort of curate the programs, and the themes vary from year to year. And I guess the way the world goes, the subject matter of the films change as well. And it's sort of like the themes make themselves.
With that in mind, so what are some of the other themes then?
One is social justice and people just fighting for their rights. One of the movies we have is a documentary about Fannie Lou Hamer, who was a voting rights activist in Mississippi in 1964. It's a 30-minute documentary about her and her fight for the rights of people to vote. We have another movie called Black Belt, and it's based in a small town where people are finding it more and more difficult to get out and vote as polling places close, and it gets more difficult for them to travel to vote. This short film chronicles this one town's particular struggle. So that's just one example of,
yeah.
And what we're doing also, we're very community focused. We will be having a voter registration drive on site.
Very cool.
For the weekend.
And so when you think of the festival and being part of the community and very reflective of the community, do you think that it becomes an incubator of people of saying, oh, I'd like to do this for future festivals?
Not sure. It's a good question. I think so. I think that we've inspired other people in the area to do their own different types of film projects and film screenings. I'm not saying that we're solely responsible, but I do think that it kind of started something that wasn't there 7 years ago.
Yeah. When you look overall of the, I guess, the state of filmmaking and the state of festivals in general, are you pleased with what you see? Even what doesn't sort of even get in, and but obviously you look at a lot of film to pick the ones that they get in the festival. Are you pleased with what you see? Is it a good state of affairs?
I think so. For a while, I was a little concerned that we weren't getting enough narratives in. There seemed to be a wave of documentary filmmaking that was happening. And slowly, the narratives are starting to come back. Because I think it's very important to be able to tell a story and script a story as opposed to just following some around and shooting them. And one of our better narratives is a web series that we're showing Saturday night called Au Pair by Enid Zentilis. And she was a previous filmmaker with our festival.
The festival runs September 16th through the 18th. So if it's okay by you, let us just go through day one and what happens Friday night.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. What happens Friday night?
Friday night, people just show up and we just all sit there in amazement watching them come in. The first movie is called Bridge Music, and it's about a local artist named Joe Bertolozzi. He did an art installation on the Mid-Hudson Bridge, and he uses the bridge as an instrument. And that was the inspiration for another project he's doing called Tower Music, about the same kind of project at the Eiffel Tower. That's the first short. The feature is called A Song for You. It's the 40-year history of the Austin City Limits, and it's got great musical performances from Alabama Shakes, Willie Nelson, and Lyle Lovett, and it just sort of details how this little tiny show became so popular and has lasted for as long as it has.
On day two, you start early. You start at 11:15 in the morning, and then you go straight through till 11 o'clock at night.
Pretty much, yes. But we do have a filmmaker breakfast also from 9 to 11 the Cine Hub.
Yeah. And what are some of the highlights on Saturday?
Saturday, we have a movie called The Bad Kids. It is teachers in a Mojave Desert High School who use unconventional means to get their kids reinvested and going back to school and finishing school. And we're going to have a panel discussion right after that, led by Beacon artist Donna Mickelson. And featured on that panel is Mary Ellen Iotropoulos from Spark Media. And the panel's just going to discuss how art helps kids who are at risk. Does it help? You know, we're asking, you know, we're examining, how does art bring someone out of a bad situation? How does it help them grow as individuals?
And then, of course, you look to Sunday and the grand finale.
Yes, the grand finale. It's a very interesting mix of movies. One in particular is called The Landfill Harmonic. And it's about a Paraguayan orchestra whose instruments are made out of objects found in a landfill. And it's a really beautiful, gorgeous movie. And it's definitely one of our highlights, along with the Fannie Lou Hamer movie that I mentioned earlier. And we have a performance from Gina Samarge and the folks at Compass Arts. And they're going to be performing outside and showing people how to make instruments outside. So we have a lot going on outside as well as inside.
Well, it's all happening this coming weekend. It's the 4th Annual Beacon Independent Film Festival. It gets underway later this week, September 16th through the 18th. They will screen features and shorts and documentaries and much, much more. It's beaconindiefilmfest.org to find out all 3 days' worth of information. beaconindiefilmfest.org for more information about the festival, which again runs September 16th, 17th, and 18th. Terry Nelson is the executive director of the festival. Terry, I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. I wish all the luck in the world with the festival.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, more information, beaconindiefilmfest.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.